Never go through that. So interesting. It's something that children might do. But yet, chanting Krishna's names and decorating the little altar and then swinging the little deity forms. Prabhupada even translated it in the first canto as the dolls. It's so simple, but yet so soothing to the heart. The chanting, the decorating, and the swinging of the little deities. It is soothing to the heart. The word soothing, what does it mean? What does the word soothing mean?
Relax.
Yeah,
brings peace to the heart.
Yeah, because what does the word soothe mean? Pacify.
Mm-hmm.
It's like life has so many ups and downs, and there's almost no soothingness. There's so much expectation of becoming soothed and becoming happy by one of these, or maybe two of them, and a newer model of that, and this and that, and I'll just get this position and accumulate that and change this. And then I think my life will become soothed, pacified, peaceful. But actually, the soothingness and the pacifying of the heart does not truly exist in this world. It exists when we who are in this world touch that world. So for just a brief moment in our day, perhaps, we chant Hare Krishna and Krishna and Krishna's holy names. They come from the spiritual world. They are not of this world. Kolo Keda Prima Dana. Hari Nama Sankirtana. What's the next line?
Ratina.
Sidmilo Kenotai. But somehow or another, I haven't developed an attachment for those holy names, even though they come from the spiritual world and they're a gift of the spiritual world to us in the material world. Because in the material world, life is up and down and up and down, and hope for this, hope for that, and sometimes it's more down and sometimes it's flying upward and with expectations and on. But the pacification of the heart, of the mind, just doesn't exist. So the holy names, they come to this world. They've always been in this world with full potency. But in Kali Yuga, they're especially recommended Shastra, especially recommended Kalona, Steva, Bhaktiya, Anyata. Shastra recommends that we find a shelter. A shelter is, what's the relationship between shelter and soothing? Yes.
It's a safe space.
Yeah. Shelter is a place where you feel safe. And when you feel soothed, when you're safe, you feel soothed and pacified. Yeah, so they're a real shelter. So how to take shelter of the holy name? How to take shelter of the spiritual energy that so kindly has entered into the illusory darkness, the maya-filled darkness of the material world. It is like light in a dark space. Could you turn out the lights?
Wow. Can't go all the way.
We've got candles.
Yeah, well, that's great. So then we have a metaphor. Now we need a candle just to light up the deities.
Sure.
We can do.
Problem is we have Sunny.
Yeah. Go away, Sunny.
I don't know.
Wow.
So when there's light and darkness, you can appreciate the light more.
Mm.
So
yes.
In the dark material world, the light comes from so many descents coming into the material world by the spiritual. Now why don't you turn on the light a little bit, not fully, just a little bit. That's a dimmer, this is the glory of it. A dimmer. Why do they call it a dimmer? It's a lighter. A little bit more. And then a little more. And a little more. And a little more. And a little more. And
wow.
This is more what the spiritual world is like. Everything is illuminated. Illuminated. Do you like the lights on or do you like the lights off, little one? Or you like everything?
She doesn't know how to talk.
Yes, you know, she's just so deep. She doesn't come out so easily.
What do you like it? Light or dark?
What do you like, Nikons? Uh-oh.
I think the darkness with the... meeting. That was actually nice.
It took a while to say it.
He wasn't afraid. He was afraid that I might beat him or something.
What did you like?
Dark.
Okay. All those who want the lights dimmed down again and just the candles to illuminate. Raise your hand. All those who don't want to commit themselves, raise your hand. You like it everywhere, yeah? Yeah. Okay, turn it down. Why don't we have a little bit more kirtan? And this time while we're chanting. And what's your name?
Samrat.
Huh?
Samrat.
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 You're such a jewel. You're emperor. So you played so nicely there. That was so nice.
Thank you.
You have 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. So this time, while we're chanting, we should really take shelter of the holy names, which means. What does taking shelter of the holy names mean to you?
Getting the shelter and then getting surrender.
Getting
the shelter of holy name and then surrender. I don't know.
I'm just asking what it means to you. I didn't have anything in mind.
Taking shelter of holy name.
What does that mean to you?
That means something is protecting me, something is giving me shelter
so how
from...
How do you get the shelter, the protection of the holy names while you're chanting, as opposed to chanting and the mind
by surrendering.
being in the trains?
By surrendering to holy name, we can get
that
its
mean?
Shelter. That means...
What does it mean? Because we're saying we should surrender to the holy names, and I'm trying to get some advice on how to do it, because when we sing right now. What does it mean to you?
Surrender to the holy name?
Yeah.
To try quiet the chitter chatter in my mind. So I can focus on the holy name.
And focus on hearing. What does it mean to you?
I guess you mean doing the same as Krishna?
What does it mean to you?
Try my best, chant sincerely with my whole heart.
What does sincerely mean? Oh, you said with your whole heart. What does it mean to me?
Somehow feeling dependent.
What does it mean to you? What is Mataji? What is your name other than Mataji?
Rippan.
Is?
Rippan.
Rippan.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. What does it mean to you?
Maybe for my inner peace.
Yes, chanting from an inner peaceful place, you mean?
Yes.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
When all of them said, combined. No, that peaceful inner place, but also the listening and noticing if I can let go of the feelings or the, and just surrender the mood of surrender. The feeling of
giving yourself,
yeah,
and letting go of everything, just here.
Yeah. So it's an awareness of letting go, which I can't do if I'm not aware of it.
Mm. Mm. Soumya? Yeah.
Listening to the holy name.
Little one, do you want to say anything? Or you? No. And Emperor?
Helping other people.
How would you help people right now? If I know it would help me, because you were playing so nicely before, but I saw after a little while, you weren't sure you should continue playing this 1, 2, 3. But that would help me if you would continue. Mm-hmm. That would be so kind of you.
Thank you.
And Father?
To say inner peace and relaxation, relax myself.
Does it, and how would you do that while the kirtan is going on?
Chant.
Huh?
Kirtan makes me more relaxed.
Yeah. If your mind is thinking about all the things you did at work today, or maybe you were home today,
mm-hmm.
would that be the same as if you were just listening and giving yourself to the sound of the holy name? What do you think?
No, nothing is coming to my mind. And I, yes.
Sri Radha, thank you.
Thank you.
What was the question exactly again?
I can't remember, it was so long ago.
When you surrender.
Oh,
when you surrender.
How? Take shelter.
Take shelter.
How?
What does it
mean to
you?
Yeah.
How do you do that? To take shelter of the
right
name?
Person.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. That sounds like it's about the mood, right?
No, I didn't have anything in mind.
Oh. I open my heart in a vulnerable way to personalities that I hold most dear.
As you say.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Mataji?
It has something to do with being present and then being aware that you're chanting. And then sort of making an appeal to be able to have a genuine heartfelt experience of chanting.
Don't you also go places?
Oh yes. I like to chant sometimes in another place. Go to Govardhan or somewhere in my mind that's sanctified, and in that atmosphere.
What is sanctified?
It has a very prominently spiritual aspect. So it's a place that will strengthen my chanting.
When Ayendra Prabhu used to chant in front of Krishna Balaram, I always had a little picture there of the Panchatattva. And at first I was a little surprised that it was the Panchatattva instead of the deities that he, like Radhachandra Sundara or Krishna Balaram, because those were the deities right in front of him. So I asked him, what are you thinking of when you're chanting? And he said, I'm praying to Parashatattva that I don't commit any offenses. So the holy names would have its full effect. He didn't say that. I said that. Radharman? Yes, Stephen.
What about you?
What about me?
What's your answer?
That was my answer.
That's a borrowed answer.
That was Sayunja's answer.
What does it mean to me?
Yeah, I'd be like to seek shelter of chanting when you're chanting, if you don't mind.
I don't mind going to places and rolling in the dust of those places.
He will.
And sometimes I don't mind thinking about Christmas pastimes, or Mahaprabhu's pastimes. I think of, there's a picture of Prabhupada when he was in London, Conway Hall. His hands are in the air and he's standing up. You know that picture? It's a good one to think about too, because he's so much taking shelter of the holy name. Should we have a little kirtan? Should we have the samrat prabhu? Should we have the lights this? Do you want it down or up or the same?
Down.
Little?
Down.
Little. To turn that off.
There we go. Samrat, do you have school tomorrow?